Proclamation number 4688 of 12th of July, 1949. Devils of the End Time. Beyond Closed. New Banishment. You will continue your interrupted development in the beyond if you do not leave this earth as perfected devils. Thus there is still the possibility that you will develop upwards. But your attitude is devilish if you are full of hatred and vengefulness towards your fellow human beings who strive towards God, who are therefore of good will, acknowledge God and seek to fulfill His will. If these people are persecuted merely because of their attitude, then a truly diabolical attitude can be attributed to the persecutors. And then all mercy will cease because the spiritual substance in that person will harden and, due to his distance from God, will have to fall into that state which causes banishment in hardest matter. The souls of these people cannot enter the kingdom of the beyond, for there is no possibility of improvement for them, only an ever deeper descent into hell, into remoteness from God. And it is therefore an act of mercy that the spiritual is born again in matter, because in the state of compulsion it slowly progresses upwards again, even if it takes an infinitely long time. The beyond, the spiritual kingdom, can certainly also receive countless souls which remain in a completely inactive state for eternities but which are still capable of change, which therefore have not yet reached the degree which necessitates a banishment in matter. They can certainly still sink to that degree, but as long as there is still a possibility of the opposite, the soul will not be placed into the state of compulsion either, but which will inevitably be the fate of people who have become devils after the downfall of the old earth. Therefore, what is still capable of change will still be called away before the end of the earth, and these souls can increase their deficient maturity after their death if they are willing to do so. And thus humanity will ultimately only consist of good and evil people, and the separation of spirits has already taken place, so to speak, before the last judgment will be. For the few people who are faithful to God will give rise to the divestment of people's true spirit. They will be hostile and persecuted and will truly have to live among devils. And there will be hell on earth. The most brutal means will be used to make the godly fall away. Satan will unleash all his power and cunning to overthrow God from the throne and exalt himself. And it will seem as if Satan is victorious. The faithful will tremble in hope and in their deep faith find the strength to persevere. They hope for the coming of the Lord and the miraculous salvation from greatest adversity. And God will not let their faith fail. He will come in the clouds when Satan believes he has already won the victory. Then the spiritual kingdom will have closed its gates, for then there will only be living and dead people, people who are destined to live on the new earth, who also have eternal life and truth, and people who will be banished into the most solid matter, who will endure death from which they will only awaken to life after an infinitely long time. Amen.